Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Imagine being a whistleblower on any subject and going to your government and telling your government something that's happening that's illegal. And then having your government ignore you. And then you go to the media. And then the media has your story. And then the media ignores a story which you know is right. Imagine they do that for a year and a half, almost 2 years. And then finally they admit that your story is real, but then they don't cover or connect any of the dots in your story as a whistleblower. That's exactly where we now are with the Hunter Biden story. And people, especially those who are the whistleblowers, are now becoming extremely angry. Even today, on CNN, they were kind of mocking this whole Hunter Biden, quote, obsession by conservatives, while at the same time suggesting that Hunter Biden turmoil could force the president, Joe Biden, to bail on a 2024 bid. Mr. Potato Head over at CNN, Brian Skelter, had this to say on his show about Hunter Biden. And could it influence the presidential election?
Dallas column in this morning's New York Times basically says that Joe Biden should not run for re-election. This has been a narrative for months, and it's getting louder and louder, including from some Democratic lawmakers saying Biden should basically hang it up and say he's a lame duck and not run 2024. So where do you come out on this as a former White House aide?
Oh, I hope he runs. And I know he's going to run. I think he's planning to run, as he said many times. But look, I think that it is, this is arriving right on time. It's like, it's Democratic bedwetting time. In 1995, right around this time, R.W. Appel wrote a piece in the New York Times.
Wait, are you saying the media is predictable?
Very predictable.
We always this
is very
but
cyclical.
It's different this time,
Bill
given
Clinton,
Biden's
Barack
age.
Obama, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama,
well,
they
Biden's
all said.
Biden's age makes it different.
Well, to you guys, but after you look at the week he just had and those wins that he racked up while he had COVID, I don't see why he wouldn't run. I haven't heard the reason why.
What about Hunter? Hunter under federal investigation.
By the way, I love this now. CNN won't let it go, right? You got a guy on the set who's talking about the story saying, oh, Joe Biden's going to run. And CNN understands that there's blood in the water, right? But they also understand the blood in the water isn't because of the Hunter Biden story. It's because of the low approval rating for Joe Biden. And so now they're willing to talk about the Hunter Biden story. If Joe Biden had an approval rating that wasn't underwater at 30%, and they didn't look at him as a liability, this story they wouldn't be mentioning in the way that Mr. Potato Head over at CNN just mentioned it. They're not reporting on the Hunter Biden story. They're now using the Hunter Biden story to get rid of a liability, the useful idiot in Joe Biden that's no longer useful. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. Now, this is the same network that refused to allow any reporting on the laptop when the story broke. This is the same CNN that got rid of conservative commentators that talked about this issue. This is the same CNN that said that banned the story from their website. And now all of a sudden they're like, well, this is a pretty big story. This is a very important story. This is a story that we must talk about. Is this too big? Is it, you know, is this a narrative? Now, again, the only reason why they're saying this, because they want to get rid of him. That's it. It's the only reason, folks. They understand that Joe Biden is done, that he's hurting the Democrats. Why do you think there was a 50-50 vote on this BS bill they say was going to stop or fight inflation, right? Why do you think they said it? Why do you think the vote was 50-50? Because the Democrats are terrified that they're going to get hammered in the midterm elections. They need something they could lie to the American people about and say, but we did this, even though they'll admit in the same sentence that this is going to have no impact on your national debt. It's all a lie. And so now CNN's going, okay, we'll talk about it. Not because we're actually doing our job, which goes back to the whistleblowers. You want to know why they're so angry? Look at the FBI Director Wray. FBI Director Wray admitted the alleged bias in Hunter Biden probe, said it's, quote, deeply troubling this week. That's right. Allegations that biased FBI agents shielded the first son, Hunter Biden, from criminal investigations are deeply troubling, is what the FBI director, Christopher Wray, was forced to admit while he was being grilled from Republican senators before cutting the Q&A short by claiming he needed to catch a flight. Top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley, noted that Wray wasn't flying commercial and pleaded in vain for the FBI chief to reschedule the departure of his government jet. But before leaving, Wray was pressed by Senator John Kennedy about whistleblower claims against Tim Theibault, the assistant special agent in charge of the FBI's D.C. field office and the FBI's Supervisory Intelligence Analyst Brian Auden. Kennedy confronted Ray with allegations against the two men. Remember, the whistleblowers have named names now. This was revealed by the whistleblowers last month. Kennedy confronted him against these two men, these two FBI workers. And this is a story that should never go away. Isn't it true that Mr. Thibault, Agent Thibault, excuse me, and Auden covered up derogatory information about Hunter Biden while working for the FBI? Kennedy asked. And this is a question that is a question that everybody should be reporting on, right? Did the FBI actually cover this up? Right? Did the FBI cover up crimes that were committed? Quote, I want to be very careful not to interfere with ongoing personnel matters, Ray replied. I should say, this is the FBI director speaking, that when I read the letter that describes the kinds of things that you're talking about, I found it deeply troubling, quote unquote. Kennedy also cited to Ray a variety of Thibault social media barbs against Republicans, which resemble the anti-GOP attacks by FBI employees Peter Strzok and Lisa Page during the Bureau's investigation of possible Russian collusion with Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Grassley's July letter to Ray said Auden and Thibault allegedly were involved in a, quote, scheme, quote, unquote, to undermine derogatory information connected to Hunter Biden by falsely suggesting that it was, in fact, disinformation. Auden opened an assessment which was used by an FBI headquarters HQ team to improperly discredit negative Hunter Biden information as disinformation and cause investigative activity to cease altogether on Hunter Biden. Quote, verified and verifiable derogatory information on Hunter Biden was falsely labeled as disinformation, Grassley wrote, citing unnamed multiple whistleblowers. Thibault, meanwhile, allegedly tried to kill off a valid avenue of investigation of possible Hunter Biden criminality. Quote, in October of 2020, an avenue of additional derogatory Hunter Biden reporting was ordered closed at the discretion of the ASAC Thibault when all of the reporting was either verified or verifiable via criminal search warrants, Grassley said at this meeting this week.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo. Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons three and four, and now we're like, oh my god,
you were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and so self-involved, egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then you get into
as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben. Back in October of 2020, an avenue of additional derogatory Hunter Biden reporting was ordered closed at the direction of the ASAC Thibault. I mentioned that a moment ago. When all of the reporting was either verified or verifiable, keyword here, via criminal search warrants. And what Senator Chuck Grassley was saying on the record now is, you guys didn't have to go to media reports to verify this. You didn't have to go to sources. You actually had verified already and verifiable criminal search warrants that backed up and proved that Hunter Biden was involved in this type of criminal activity. Grassley went on to say this, quote, Thibault allegedly ordered the matter closed without providing a valid reason as requested by FBI guidelines and subsequently attempted to improperly mark the matter in FBI systems so that it could not be opened in the future by anyone. Senator Kennedy on Thursday cited some of Thibault's social media passages and asked the FBI director, quote, do you know how this looks to the American people, quote unquote. I will tell you that what you're describing is not representative of the FBI. I disagree. It actually seems to be exactly what the FBI does under Obama and now under Biden. Seems to be what the FBI was doing, the scumbags that are there in Washington in the swamp were doing to Donald Trump the entire time, trying to entrap people like General Flynn. Where I see patriots working their tails off with tremendous integrity and objectivity, Director Ray went on to say, well, that's not true. James Comey, entrapping General Flynn, like, you know, I'm so cocky and arrogant, I just decided to send a couple guys over. Remember that line? And I decided to send them over to the Situation Room because they were new and green over there at the White House. I thought I could get away with it because I'm the FBI and they're amateurs new to the White House. And I thought, you know what? I can screw with Donald Trump and arrest one of his guys, maybe. Kennedy, by the way, went on to ask Director of the FBI, Wray, to confirm whether or not Thibault was involved in the ongoing investigation of Hunter Biden for possible tax fraud, as well as unregistered foreign lobbying and money laundering. Wray would not directly answer that question. Quote, did he or does he work on the FBI investigation of Hunter Biden? That's a simple question, not loaded. It's one that's important for us to know. If a guy who was lying about Hunter Biden, why would you still be trusting, or let me not say lying, a guy that was protecting Hunter Biden, Joe Biden and James Biden, why would you, after exposing him, still allow him to be a part of the investigation of the person which he was clearly trying to protect? Right? Not a loaded question, simple question. FBI director responded with this, quote, the investigation that you're referring to is going to, and I need to be a little bit careful because we're talking about an ongoing investigation, is being run out of our Baltimore field office, working with a Delaware U.S. attorney who's a holdover from the prior administration, implying, well, you guys will be fine because this guy was put in office by Trump. That was his first push at deflection. Senator Kennedy followed up. So I'm confused, Chris, referring to the FBI director, with your answer. Did he work or does he work on the Hunter Biden investigation? FBI Director Wray again avoided a direct answer, saying, quote, as I said, that the Hunter Biden investigation is being run out of the Baltimore field office. Now, why would you not answer that question to let the American people know that the scumbag at the FBI who was protecting criminal activity of the Biden crime family is not the one and now investigating the Biden criminal activities? Thibault's alleged social media activity included a retweet of a Lincoln Project message. That's the creepy, weird group of individuals. One of them's been busted for some sort of underage stuff going on. Lincoln Project, right? A retweet of a Lincoln Project message. These are these anti-Republicans who act like the Republicans that try to take down Republicans group that called Donald Trump psychologically broken, embittered and deeply unhappy man. And a tweet saying that he wanted to give Kentucky to the Russian Federation. This is what the guy at the FBI who was supposed to be investigating the Bidens retweeted from his own account. That Kentucky, because of, I guess, Rand Paul, should be given to the Russians and made part of Russia. Now, let me go back to James Comey for a second. If you want to know when all these guys got power, it was really when James Comey was in charge, because James Comey was psycho and was obsessed with taking down Donald Trump with things that he knew were lies, including Russian collusion. It's the same guy that wanted to entrap people around Trump so maybe they would tell him something that Trump had done in the past that he could investigate that could be illegal. That's what they tried to do to General Flynn. Attacking him and his son, threatening his son with possibly being charged with crimes and going to prison for a long time. And remember the arrogance of the former FBI director when he was asked about this? Listen.
I sent them. Something I probably wouldn't have done or maybe gotten away with in a more organized investigation, a more organized administration, in the George W. Bush administration, for example, or the Obama administration, the protocol, two men that all of us have perhaps increased appreciation for over the last 2 years. And in both of those administrations, there was process. And so if the FBI wanted to send agents into the White House itself to interview a senior official, you would work through the White House counsel, and there'd be discussions and approvals and who would be there. And I thought, it's early enough, let's just send a couple guys over. And so we placed a call to Flynn, said, hey, we're sending a couple guys over. hope you'll talk to them. He said, sure. Nobody else was there. They interviewed him in a conference room at the White House Situation Room, and he lied to them. And that's what he's now pled guilty to.
He was entrapped. And they threatened to go after his children. And that's why he said, okay, fine. I'll do a deal to protect my son. Because you said you were coming after my family. We now know the whole story on Director Flynn, or I should say FBI Director James Comey and the Flynn thing. It was clearly an abuse of government power. Flynn didn't do anything wrong. They just got him to mix up his words a little bit, and that's all they needed for checkmate, because they're the FBI. And the FBI can put you away for a long time, and they can spy on you, and they can come after you, and they can do anything they want to do to you, because they're the FBI. And now the FBI, we have names. And these whistleblowers, they name names on purpose. I mentioned this to you in our podcast last week. Why do you think these whistleblowers decided to name names? They decided to name names because if they didn't name names of the corrupt people within the FBI, they knew it wouldn't go anywhere. They had no choice but to name names. You understand that? They had absolutely no choice but to name names. And now you have an FBI director that won't even tell us if the dude who was protecting the Bidens is actually working on investigating Hunter James and Joe Biden. That's why Senator Kennedy said, so I'm confused, Chris, right? Talking to the FBI director. Did he work or does he work on the Hunter Biden investigation? Hunter Biden, by the way, recently cut the IRS a check for about $2 million in an acknowledgement that he failed to pay taxes on a windfall of foreign income. You going to investigate any of that? No. Remember, he borrowed $2 million from some shady guy out in California. Why does a guy give a random loan, personal loan, to Hunter Biden for $2 million? You know why. Probably needs something done at the White House. That's how these schemes work.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben. The only reason why you give a personal loan to somebody for $2 million that's a crack addict who's going to spend the money on things like prostitutes and God knows what else is if you need something in return in the structure of their business. And the Biden crime family business is paying for access to the father. These funds that were reportedly provided by Hollywood lawyer Kevin Morris. Somebody needs to investigate the strings that are attached. And how does repayment change things? If Hunter Biden hadn't repaid the $2 million, right, then is it really a loan? Is it a pay-to-play scheme here? How do you not look at this as a potential opportunity to prosecute for illegal activity? Because if you have no intent to pay the loan back, then it's not a loan. There's no loan agreement here, right? And there's no payment structure. It's not a loan. It's a bribe. And let's go back to the First Son's overseas dealings, which have gained significant attention this year because the Washington Post and the New York Times were forced to verify the documents from Hunter Biden's laptop were authentic. And as soon as they did it, then the dam broke. And now they're trying to figure out how do we get rid of the president's son and maybe the president because he's now bringing us down. Which brings me back to Mr. Potato Head, Brian Stelter at CNN. Why do you think CNN's now pushing back going, isn't it time for Joe Biden to admit he's a lame duck president? Right. Isn't it time for Joe Biden to just admit how bad things are and just move on? Isn't it time for him because of what's happening? Right. Isn't it time because of everything that's gone on, for him to move away? Isn't it time for Joe Biden to just move on with his life? Remember, he's the useful idiot that's no longer useful. And that's why CNN is reporting the story. It's not because they want to. It's because this is how you dismiss somebody you realize is bringing you down.
While he had COVID, I don't see why he wouldn't run. I haven't heard the reason why.
What about Hunter? Hunter under federal investigation. Charges could be coming at any time. This is not just a right-wing media story. This is a real problem for the Bidens. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear this? This isn't just a right-wing media story. That's CNN saying this. The same guy that said that Russian collusion was a hoax. The same guy that was real, not a hoax. And the same guy that said that the Hunter Biden laptop was actually Russia propaganda, so therefore they wouldn't report on it. That's the same guy that said that Michael Avenatti, the porn star lawyer, had a legitimate shot at being the president of the United States of America because CNN put him on every night and turned him into the greatest guy ever because he was going after Donald Trump, and they thought, hey, maybe this will get him impeached.
Could he decide not to run for re-election, given his son?
Look, they make decisions as a family, and they will make that decision when it's time. But
do you think they've talked about it yet?
No. The president's doing his job. He's doing his work. He's not focused on that. It's 19 months. Why would he be doing that?
Okay, so you're saying the press is getting ahead of...
Way ahead. Look, there's more work to do. It's been 19 months, and, He intends to run, like he said. But
former special assistant to the president right there on TV, he intends to run. Joe Biden intends to run. He's not worried about his son. And why would you, right? Hell, you've gotten away with 150-plus suspicious activity reports from your bank accounts. Why would you worry? And honestly, if you're the kingpin of the Biden crime family, do you really care about any of this at your age? I mean, there's one thing we know for sure. For certain, Joe Biden's not going to be indicted, and Joe Biden's not going to get impeached over this because the Democrats will never allow it to happen. And the defense of the son is also very clear, right? What is the defense of the son? Well, he was a drug addict. Look at his own laptop. Look at his spending on Russian hookers, right? He was taken advantage of people that knew he had an addiction. We're just so proud of him for being alive and fighting through all of this. He's a great human being. Smartest man I know, Joe Biden said of his son. You can't pick on this son because the other son died of brain cancer, right? That's the line. How can you pick on... Don't say anything negative or disparaging. That's... No, absolutely not. The same party, by the way, that just raised taxes on you. Six times, by the way, in the past, prominent Democrats said raising taxes during a recession was a bad idea. They'll lie to you all the time. Let me remind you of Barack Obama in 2010. You don't raise taxes in a recession. It's the last thing you do to raise taxes in the middle of a recession.
You don't raise taxes in a recession. The last thing you want to do is to raise taxes in the middle of a recession.
Yeah, there you go. Right, Senator Joe Manchin, who just raised taxes on you, by the way. 2010, what did he say?
I think my
record... Mr. Manchin, where do you stand on repealing the tax for families who make $250,000 or above?
I don't think during a time of recession you mess with any of the taxes or increase any taxes.
What happened? What happened to that? I like that Democrat. Let's go back to Chuck Schumer in 2008. Fox News Sunday, when the economy is in decline, you don't want to raise taxes.
But would you say, if you're taking on $1 trillion in new debt, that maybe raising taxes isn't the way to go?
Well, look, I think it's the state of the economy in general. When the economy is in decline, you don't want to raise overall taxes. In fact, those of us who believe in a stimulus package are saying you ought to pump money into the economy.
Not raise taxes. That's what they did today. Chuck Schumer again in 2008.
I mean, my guess is that no one is going to want to raise taxes when we have a recession. If later the time comes where you have to figure out with extra revenues or whatever where the tax cuts should go, it's perfectly fair, and most Americans would agree to aim them at the middle class. He has not said he is going to raise taxes in the next 3 months on wealthy people or anybody else.
That's back on 2008. Chuck Schumer weighing in on Obama's 2001 comments about raising taxes. Barack Obama, during his 2008 speech, he said this at the Democratic National Convention from Denver.
Listen now, I will cut taxes for 95% of all working families. Because in an economy like this, the last thing we should do is raise taxes on the middle class.
Joe Biden and Jill Biden, front row right there clapping. You can't trust these people with anything they tell you. So the economy is going to be the story. And getting rid of Joe Biden is going to be a part of that story. Making sure that you can get rid of the president of the United States of America who is pulling you down is definitely a part of this story. And that's exactly why Brian Stelter sat there at CNN and says, well, maybe, you know, the Hunter Biden turmoil could force President to bail on his 2024 bid. It's a real problem, not just a right-wing media story.
I think the focus should be from the press on how what he is doing is affecting people out in the country. Because these are things that Democrats have wanted to get done for a long time. Mm. And just over in just a week, veterans, manufacturing, the unemployment rate. It's been remarkable to see a president rack up so many substantive wins, as even your anchors have noted in the last year.
Substantive wins. They're now telling you that Joe Biden's winning in America. Joe Biden's winning. Did you hear that? Joe Biden winning. Former Attorney General Bill Barr, weighing in on the Hunter Biden investigation, had this to say.
Senate Republican Chuck Grassley recently came forward and confirmed that several FBI whistleblowers had come to him, alleging that there had been an effort within the Bureau to downplay or discredit negative information about Hunter Biden. What's your assessment of the situation now? Is it time for a special counsel?
Yes. So I said publicly that I think probably it's time for Merrick Garland to give the current U.S. attorney in Delaware the protections of the special and the authority of a special counsel under the department's regulations. I think Merrick Garland did the right thing when he came in and left the Republican U.S. attorney in Delaware in office to continue the investigation. But there are other components of justice involved in the criminal division that are not under the direct authority of that U.S. attorney. And now we have questions about, we have whistleblowers coming forward, multiple ones apparently, that raise questions about some of the FBI's role in that case. So I think to provide additional assurance and to deal with the appearance of a potential conflict between the administration and the investigation of the president's son, that his time has come to do that.
The time has come to do that. He's absolutely right. I hope every one of you will go back, grab our podcasts, okay? Listen to what we have told you already on this story, because it continues to break and it continues to get worse. And the media is sitting there and they're sort of, they're like, do we move forward? No, we got to move back. All right, wait, do we move forward? No, let's move back. Because they know that this is a sinking ship with Biden. But what if it's the only ship they've got before 2024? What if he doesn't? They can't decide if they want to end him, his career, and it's Hunter Biden that is the way they end him, or if they prop him up. That's how evil the press is. Grab the Ben Ferguson podcast. Go back and listen to all of our exposés on Hunter Biden. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We
have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.